Welcome to the Career Vision Image Gathering Exercise from the book Getting Unstuck, How Dead Ends Become New Paths. This is an exercise that allows us to tap into the natural wisdom that is available to us all for making a career or life decision, but which may lie just beneath our conscious awareness. To participate in this exercise, please set aside 30 minutes in a quiet room where you will not be interrupted. This exercise needs your full attention and should not be done while driving or engaged in any other task. We will be using a method that comes from the work of Carl Jung. Jung focused on the way in which we can get in touch with images that are trying to emerge so that they can guide us on a daily basis, but in particular at times of impasse or transition. He devised a method called active imagination. We will use this process to collect images associated with meaningful work. This exercise will have clear boundaries. I will say start when we are ready to start, and I will say stop when we are done. To get ready for the exercise, you should have writing materials, either pen and paper or your computer, in front of you. I would like you to make a shift now that will mark your entry into the exercise. Please put your feet flat on the floor and find a comfortable position. Allow your gaze to turn inward. It may help to close your eyes partway. You can allow my voice to fade to the background. I want your attention to move inward. Before we start the exercise proper, I need to introduce you to three aspects of consciousness that you must understand if you are going to do this exercise successfully. The first aspect of consciousness is what we call thinking, but it is not thinking at all. I am referring to the constant flow of perceptions, feelings, thoughts, choices, and judgments that is constantly going on in our mind. As you're sitting, you are taking in what's going on, you're perceiving something, you're having a feeling reaction to it, you're thinking about it, you're making a choice. It's good or bad, you choose to accept it or not accept it, move toward it or move away from it. There is a final step in this cycling flow. In the final step, you are aware of yourself doing the perception, feeling, thinking, and choosing. This is constantly going on. The second aspect of consciousness has nothing to do with this flow. It is an aspect of consciousness that I call free attention. If you have listened to the recording on this site called the Free Attention Exercise, you have already been introduced to this aspect of awareness. But let me demonstrate it again briefly for you. If I say to you, place your attention on the palm of your right hand, you can do it right now. Please do it. Do not clench your fist. Do not look at your hand. You can simply place your attention on the palm of your right hand. This attention that you hold there is something quite different from that flow of perceptions, thoughts, feelings, choices, and self-consciousness. Place your attention on the palm of your right hand and notice that it is hard work to keep it there. Free attention requires will. It is an act of consciousness. If I say to you, now shift your free attention from the palm of your right hand to your left kneecap, do it now. You can do that. As you are sitting there with your free attention on your left kneecap, notice again that it requires effort. In fact, you may already have lost your free attention. You may be thinking about an engagement later on in the day, or about your child perhaps. Bring your attention back to your left kneecap. Bring your attention back to your left kneecap, and now I want you to shift it again. I want you to shift it to your breathing. Shift it to your breathing so that your attention simply rests on the natural course of your breathing. Your attention is residing with your breath. You are listening to me. My words are background to the focus of your attention. Your free attention is alert, and it is resting with your breath. This is not yoga. You are not trying to slow your breath down or speed it up or attain some deep state of relaxation. You are simply allowing your attention to rest with your breathing. From the seat of your free attention, you can observe that flow of perceptions, feelings, thoughts, choices, and self-awareness that is continually going on, even as I speak. Keep your free attention with your breathing as I continue throughout the exercise. If you are not comfortable keeping your free attention on your breath, you may choose to simply keep it on the palm of your right hand. If at any time this exercise becomes uncomfortable, simply discontinue it. When you realize, and you will, that you have lost your free attention, when you realize that you are caught up in the cycle of perception, feeling, thought, and judgment, that you have become identified with a thought or feeling, do not criticize yourself. Simply bring your attention back to your breathing and continue to hold your free attention there. As you keep your free attention either on your breath or on the palm of your right hand, I need to introduce one more aspect of consciousness before you can jump into the exercise itself. This is that aspect of consciousness that we call ego. Ego is that very conservative part of the self whose job it is to keep things the same. You wake up every morning, and once again you step into this whirring, buzzing world. It would be very difficult to move through that world, to relate to people and to get things done if there were not a way for neatly categorizing your experience. This is what ego does. Ego takes the vast field of perception and experience, and it labels things good and bad. It indicates that you should move towards this or away from that. Ego allows us to make order out of our lives and keep one day essentially very similar to the day before. In this regard, ego performs a necessary function. The problem is that part of ego's job is to prevent the emergence of new material. Ego seeks to moderate feelings, thoughts, memories, desires, and ideas that pose a threat to the status quo. Ego is a guardian over emotionally charged images, or just images that in some subtle way may be threatening to that status quo. Ego will be with us in this exercise. Ego will try to shut this exercise down. It will be ego speaking when you realize that some inner critic is saying, "This is pretty strange. Maybe this exercise isn't for me." Or perhaps, "I've done enough now. I've done enough writing. I can stop. I'll just sort of sit back and observe." That's ego talking. Beware. And by the way, where is your free attention right now? Well, you have been listening to me talk about ego. Has it wandered? Have you been caught up in reactions, judgments, or associations to what I have been saying? No problem. No need to criticize. Simply return your free attention now to your breath or to the palm of your right hand. Your free attention is resting on your breath or hand. Your free attention is resting with your breathing or on the palm of your hand. You are allowing my words to become background. Make sure that you have your writing materials or computer in front of you now. I am going to say start. We are moving into the exercise. Your attention is gathered, is resting on your breathing or your palm, and my voice is becoming background. My voice is becoming background. In a moment, I am going to make a suggestion. As soon as I make that suggestion, images will come. You will not pick them, you will not choose them, and you will not manufacture them. They will simply come of their own. They will come from a place that is deeper than and other than ego. They'll simply well up. I want you to pay attention to the images that come. I do not want you to analyze them. I do not want you to draw conclusions from them. I do not want you to achieve any career breakthroughs from them. I want you simply to be an observer. You're going to be a naturalist of your own psyche for the next few minutes. And simply observe. If you can jot down key words, you will be able to capture these images. That is what the pen is for. Here is the suggestion. You are watching, With your free attention on your breath, you are watching for the images that are going to come. Here is the suggestion. It is 2 years from now. And even when I say that simple and neutral sentence, it is 2 years from now, images come. It is 2 years from now and you are at work. It is 2 years from now and you are at work. Look around. Where are you? It is 2 years from now and you are at work. You are doing the work that you were born to do. Just look. Just look at the images. Just look. No editorializing. No analysis. It is 2 years from now and you are at work and you are deeply engaged. You are deeply engaged. You are so involved in the work that you are doing that you have lost track of time. It is 2 years from now and the images come and you just look. The images come and you just look. It is 2 years from now and you are in the flow. You are at work and you are in the flow. You are so absorbed in what you are doing that you have lost track of time. You are so absorbed that the boundary between you and the people around you has disappeared. You are completely engaged. The work that is happening has grabbed a hold of you. It is 2 years from now, and you are at work. It is 2 years from now, and you are at work, and you are doing the work that you were born to do. You are just looking. You are just looking. You have stepped into a new room. You have never been here before. You are simply looking around at the objects on the walls, on the tabletops, at the images that just flow in. That's what you are doing now. You are looking. It is 2 years from now, and you are at work, and you are simply looking around. Where are you? Are you indoors or outdoors? What time of day is it? Who is around you? Who shows up? What type of people show up in these images? Just look. Keep your attention. This attention is hard work. Free attention is very hard work. This exercise is very brief. It will be over very shortly. The more you can keep your attention up now, the more you will have to work with later on. It is 2 years from now. It is 2 years from now, and you are deeply engaged. Look around. The images come. They shift. Some of them stick around for quite some time. Others come and go, and another one is right there. You just look. You just jot down a key word to remind yourself of the images later on. It is 2 years from now. It is 2 years from now, and you are at work, and you are deeply engaged. You are in the flow. You are doing the work that you were born to do. It may be strange, or it may be something you have done many times in your life. I don't care. Just look. Just look. It is 2 years from now. It is 2 years from now, you are at work, and you are deeply engaged, and the images come. They are images of what it is like to be in the flow. And you are jotting down keywords, keywords to remind you of these images. When I say the words, in the flow, you know immediately what I mean. You know this flow. You have been there before. You know this flow. In the flow, time disappears. You are completely at one with the work. Work seems effortless and endlessly engaging. Your full being is engaged. There are no edges, no separation. These images of flow come. They are images of being deeply engaged, the images of being totally involved, totally absorbed with your work, come to you now. They come to you now and they present themselves, and you are simply looking at them. You are sitting in the movie theater of your psyche, sitting in the seat of your free attention. You are watching the show, and the show is about 2 years from now, and you are at work. Look at the screen. What images are there? Where are you? It shifts now. And when it shifts, what happens? Take a look. Look closely. How are you dressed? What are you wearing? Look around. What are you doing? It's 2 years from now, and you are at work, and you are deeply engaged. The images continue to come. There's less than 1 minute left in this exercise. Do not give up now. Do not let ego take over. Work hard to the very last moment. Work hard to capture these images. Focus intently. The images come It is 2 years from now, and you are at work, and you are deeply enthusiastic. You are excited. Remember that feeling of excitement? Remember when you were so excited that you couldn't wait to get up and get into work and get at things? You're that excited. It is 2 years from now, and you are at work. You're that excited. Just look. Just let the images come. Don't edit them. Don't understand them. They may seem like nonsense. I don't care. Write them down with key words. It is 2 years from now, and there are less than 30 seconds left in this exercise. So do not give up. Redouble your effort to concentrate. Do not be distracted. Now the images continue to come. They continue to come. You are looking at them, and they continue to present themselves. These images of being at work 2 years from now. You're deeply engaged in the flow. Just watch. Just watch. Just watch. 10 seconds left, and the images are still there. They are still around you. You are just looking and you're jotting down these key words, these words that will allow you to capture these images. I don't want full stories. I just want images. The images come. They continue to come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want you now to turn to a new page in your notebook or start a new section of your computer file. I want you to pick up your pen and put your pen on that page or put your fingers on the keyboard, and I want you to start to write. I want you to put the images, what you saw, into sentences. I want these sentences to simply flow. I do not want good grammar. I do not want good spelling. I do not care about punctuation. I want your pen to be moving or your fingers hitting your keyboard. This is what we call spontaneous writing. These images are using your pen to make themselves ink on that paper. So I want you to put your pens in the paper and simply start to create the sequence of words. The images are still there. They're still around you. They're still presenting themselves. And I want them to become words. I want your pen to be moving. If your pen is not moving, if your fingers are not hitting the keyboard, then ego is in charge. Ego is saying, how am I going to structure these paragraphs? Which images shall I select? I don't want any of that. I just want ink. That's all I ask for. I want words. One word to follow another. If you read it in a few minutes and it doesn't make any sense, if you would get a failing grade on it in any writing class, that's okay. I simply want pens or fingers moving. The images are becoming ink on paper. The images are becoming sentences. Those scenes, those images from the exercise itself are still around you. They're still around you. And they are writing themselves onto that paper. They are the author. Ego has been kicked out. Ego usually writes your papers or memos or emails, but he's not around anymore, or she's not around anymore. The images are using that pen, and they are writing. They are rewriting the scenes that you just experienced and continue to experience, because even as you write, the images are still there. The images are still there, and they're presenting themselves. You can glance with your mind's eye and recognize there are new images forming even as you write. You could write forever, but we do not have forever. Keep writing now. You actually have a very short time in which to get this down. And the more intensely you concentrate now, the more you will get out of the remainder of the exercise. So concentrate intensely. Keep focused. Keep focused. Allow those images to become sentences. Not even sentences, phrases. Sequences of words. Allow them to spill out and continue to spill out in the page. Do not stop and look at what you've written and make a judgment about it. I don't care what form it's in or how intelligible it is. I just want the pen to be moving. If you have to repeat the last sentence to get your pen moving, do that. But don't stop. Do not let ego win. The images are still present. The images of being deeply engaged in work are still present. 2 years from now, and deeply engaged in work, these images are still there, and they're making themselves into words on that paper. They are using your hand, and they're using your pen or your keyboard, and they are making themselves into phrases and sentences. They're making themselves into phrases and sentences. And you keep writing because we're about to stop the exercise. And the more you can have on that page by the time we're done, the more you will take from this experience. So keep writing now. We have less than 30 seconds left. So I want you to be writing now. I want you to be writing. I want your pen to be moving. The images are still present. They're still around you, in that space around you. They are still available for you. They are using your pen. They are using your pen to write. With so few seconds left in this exercise, now is the time to write faster. Now is the time to get it all in. You have plenty of time to think about it later. You have plenty of time to think about all those other things that have come to mind later. Right now, write. Right now, keep the pen moving. Keep the images coming, becoming ink on that paper. Keep the pen moving. You are writing. The images continue to be present. They continue to be present. There are 10 seconds left, so now is the time to push. To push hard and to make sure you capture every one of these images. Every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. We have stopped the formal part of the exercise, but we are not quite done yet. I have a few questions to ask you, 9 to be exact. I would like you to turn to a new page or start a new section of your computer file and answer each of these questions as briefly as possible. Here is the first question. What are the 2 core activities that you find yourself doing most often in your images? What 2 activities did you find yourself engaged in most often in the images that came to you? Examples of core activities would be speaking to a large audience, counseling or mentoring someone one-on-one, doing business analysis, leading a team, doing creative brainstorming, developing strategic plans, etc. Which 2 general types of activities showed up most often? Write a brief phrase that describes each of these. These core activities need not be present in all of the images, but just in many of them. Take a few moments now to write down a few words describing these core activities. I'm about to move on to the second question. You can pause the recording here if you need some more time. Here is the second question. Give 5 adjectives that best describe the atmosphere and culture of the place or places you found yourself in during the exercise. For example, was it professional, formal, big city, or casual, lots of light, etc.? The first 2 adjectives will come easily. The last 3 will be more difficult, but also more telling. Take a few moments now to write down these 5 adjectives that describe the general atmosphere or culture of the place or places where you found yourself in the exercise. You may stop the recording here if you need some more time. Here is the next question. Give 5 adjectives that best describe the people that showed up in your vision. For example, were they very smart, ambitious, friendly, young, ethnically diverse, etc.? Do not simply think about whom you would like to work with. Look at the images themselves and the people that showed up in the images. Pick the 5 adjectives that describe them best as a group. Work rapidly. You are going to move on to the next question. For the next question, return to the place of free attention. When I ask the question, do not think about it. Rather, simply notice what comes to mind. Here is the question. Who does this work? Give the name of someone who is currently living your vision. Who wakes up every Monday morning and goes to work to do your vision? It does not matter if it is someone famous or relative. Who lives your vision? Simply note the name. Later on, you can do the interesting exercise of finding out how they got to the work that they are doing today. It is okay to use an historical figure or a figure from fiction. Here is the next question. Give a second name of someone who is living your vision. I want two names. Who else is living your vision right now? Simply notice who comes to mind as I ask the question. It may be a surprise, but even if you are unsure of your answer, write that name down. Do that now, and if you need some extra time, you may pause the recording. We are going on to the next question. Here is the sixth question. When in your life were you closest to what you have written? When in your work life have you experienced most fully what was represented in your vision images? It might be your current job. It might be that camp counselor job that you had when you were 15. When were you closest to your vision? Write a few sentences or phrases to remind you. We are moving on to the seventh question. Here it is. When in your life were you furthest away from what you have written? When in your work life have you had the least of your vision in terms of exciting tasks, people that you like, a boss who is inspiring, and a good organizational culture? Do not think about this. Simply notice the first response that comes to you when I ask the question. Later on, you can return to your answer and determine just why that experience was an example of what you do not want in the way of a work experience. Here is the eighth question. What will stop you? What will prevent you from making your vision your daily reality? Will it be certain personality traits? A lack of connections? A lack of skills or access to training? A lack of money? What will stop you? And here is the last question. Who or what will be your greatest allies in making your vision real? Who or what will allow you to overcome obstacles and persevere until you are living your vision? Are your greatest allies personality traits, connections, particular talents? Are they other individuals who care deeply about you and who will support and encourage you along the way? Who or what will help you the most? When you have finished answering each of these questions, it is time to return to Chapter 3. Chapters 3 through 8 will lead you through an analysis of the career vision image gathering exercise, which you have just completed.